People are part of the environment. My name is Margaret Jones. In North Stratford, near the Canadian border, my 125 acres of land, Civil War home built by one of the original settlers, two turn-of-the-century sugar houses, hibernating bear with this season's cubs, spring water that supplies my neighbor's home with drinking water, clear pond with spawning wild brook trout, and maple trees. All have a red line through it on a map drawn by Hydro-Quebec. I am a real person with a family, and my land and home are real things. There are 40 miles of people, homes, and businesses that have been targeted by Hydro-Quebec for seizure by eminent domain. Another 100 miles of real people, real homes, and real businesses are on maps showing their properties being likewise destroyed by widening rights-of-ways and 14-story towers. I am a person, and people are part of the environment. I am afraid of losing my land and home. My neighbors are afraid of the same. Hydro-Quebec is terrorizing us in the North Country with numerous tactics, disrupting our lives on a daily basis. Tonight, I should be at a concert in which my two boys are playing, but I am here defending the land over which I have stewardship and an apparently useless current use plan. Traveling to the State House in Concord to fight Hydro-Quebec means missing work. I cannot sleep at night because the injustice of a foreign country under the guise of Northern Pass is being allowed to take United States land. That sits heavily on my mind and on my conscience. On Tuesday, February 8th, before speaking to the Energy and Technology Committee, the gravity of Northern Pass's proposed plan hit me hard and fast. I vomited in the lobby restroom, then went upstairs to speak. How many other people are even more afraid than I? Is there anyone in this room tonight who is not afraid? Anyone who slept well last night? Anyone who is not at a loss for words to describe the terror? We humans are part of the environment, and we are not happy. In 1971, Prime Minister Robert Bourassa said, quote, "We must conquer James Bay," end quote. Then Hydro-Quebec displaced and wiped out the entire Cree Nation. Hydro-Quebec should not be allowed similarly to destroy a substantial part of New Hampshire. Hydro-Quebec has no conscience, and that is making us in the North Country upset. In September 84, Hydro-Quebec released waters that drowned and mutilated over 10,000 caribou. Bourassa called it primarily an act of God. This arrogant attitude of identifying Hydro-Quebec's actions as God's actions persists today in the manner in which Northern Pass has approached the people of New Hampshire. On Wednesday, March 9th, representatives of Hydro-Quebec told an audience in Representatives Hall that our mothers would want us to relinquish our lands for the Northern Pass project for the good of others. This was a lie. For whom is this project good? Not the environment or people of New Hampshire. Does anyone here have a mother who has told him to give up his land to Quebec? My mother always told me not to open the door for strangers, to fight back against thieves and bullies. Tell Hydro-Quebec to stop flying helicopters low over our homes and sugar houses, to stop knocking on our front doors, saying that they're there to survey our lands for towers. Let's tell Hydro-Quebec to get out of New Hampshire and stay out. Maybe then we can all get a good night's sleep.